We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Tapati Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
From Columbia's Southwest Side, welcome to Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low prices every single day. Konzo Martin is alongside. We hold forth until just before 8 o'clock here on Tiger Talk. At the bottom of the hour in our players segment, we're going to have one of Missouri's graduate assistants, Jaron Maimon, will join us as we'll visit with him coming up at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he played for Coach Martin at the University of Tennessee. Speaking of Tennessee, the number three ranked team in the country in town tomorrow night to take on the Tigers, 6 p.m. at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Still tickets available for the game. You can also make tomorrow's game part of the five-game mini plan for just $99. All you need to do is go online to mutigers.com or call 1-800-CATPAWS to pick up yours. Tennessee comes in red hot as they have won all but one this year, including on Saturday. They opened up SEC play with a 36-point win at home against the University of Georgia. We'll talk more about the Volunteers a little bit later in the show. Academy Sports and Outdoors has 9 convenient locations in Missouri, including one right here in Columbia and in St. Peter's. You can shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. Lathrop & Gage, the law firm of Lathrop & Gage, would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, and discovery and excellence by going above and beyond academically, socially, and athletically. Tonight, we recognize Ileana Jones with the swimming and diving program, the law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Mizzou's basketball team has not played since December the 29th, but back in action tomorrow night as they take on third-ranked Tennessee at Mizzou Arena to open up SEC play. Konzo Martin is alongside. So, I mean, you haven't played since the 29th of December. What have you been doing? Anything? I mean, you've been relaxing a little bit? Or
trying to. We've been getting a lot of practice time in, so that's been good. Working hard. And this time of year for us, really just an individual skill development on both sides of the basketball. I think we've been shooting a lot of shots. A lot of one-on-one workouts, continue to improve our one-on-one defense, more individual skills. You do your team stuff, but more individual skill development.
Kind of strikes me in terms of a schedule, from the scheduling standpoint, this has been somewhat of an anomaly this year, hasn't it been? I mean, yes. A lot of days off.
Yes. You know, when you schedule teams, it has to fit both sides.
Yeah.
And it just worked out this way. And I think for us, I can say it now since it's almost over, it's been a good thing. Of course, you got a tall task tomorrow, but it's been a good thing for us just to get the practice time to get guys healthy because, you know, guys was dealing with that back issue. He's doing fine. Jeremiah was dealing with some things. He's fine. So I think, you know, KJ's in the fold now, so I think we're better because of that.
You were able to give guys time off at Christmas prior to the game against Morehead State. How did you handle the New Year? Did you give them some time off then, or what was the plan over the New Year holiday?
We always try to go, you know, no more than 4 days you take a day off.
Yeah.
So I think we took, after the Bragging Rights game, we took 3 days off. We came back and practiced, I think, the 26th. And then we had a game that we took off, you know, 2 days after that. So just we try to go no more than 4 days without taking a day off.
Let's dive into the Morehead game. It was a game in which your team jumped out to a big lead. At one point, you were up 32-5 in the game. Maybe took the gas off the accelerator just a little bit. They came back, got it close, and then you stretched it out and won it going away.
Well, when it was over, I think it was a good win for us. Just because you allowed yourself to give away a lead, and you found a way to win the game, made shots and made plays. But I think that's the difference when you're talking about good to great with teams being the best they can become is keeping your foot on the pedal and finishing the basketball game. And like I told our guys, that was one of those games where the guys that don't normally get to play should have played in that game that night.
Yeah, and there were guys like Adam Wolf and others sitting at the end of the bench thinking, you're up 32-5. I'm going to get a chance to maybe get off a couple jumpers tonight.
They should have played in that game tonight. Again, it's one to learn from, and hopefully it doesn't happen again.
As you look at the individual scoring in the game, and, you know, you had a couple players that were over 20 points in the game. You know, I look at the way Mark Smith started the game, really shot the ball well to begin things, but then maybe took some ill-advised shots as the game went on, didn't he?
I think the thing with him, because he can really shoot the ball, and Mark's a guy similar to Cash. Anytime he shoots the ball, I think it's going in. And I think the next phase for him, with the way they defend him from the three-point line, having the ability and the awareness to drive the basketball, make plays, I mean, because with the way he shoots, he has to find ways to get to the free throw line more.
Are you seeing guys starting to try and take more space away from him?
Yes, and we work on those things. You see it in the game. We work on those things in practice to really push up on him, to make him drive the ball. Because if I'm going against him, that's the thing I'll try to do is take his shot away, make him drive and make plays. And he's gotten better at that. It's just really the comfort and going right to left and getting all the way to the rim and finishing.
Yeah, he finished with 22 that afternoon or that evening. And Jordan Geis finished with 20 in the game. Also in the game, 10 points. Well, let me go back here. 12 points and 8 rebounds. In the game for Kevin Purrier. So the senior from Blue Springs made an impact.
Yeah, and he was solid. I mean, Kevin's been solid all season long. Again, we have to find ways to really get him to the free throw line more because his three-point shot's been consistent. We got to find a way to get him around the rim to score easy baskets.
So how do you do that? How do you get him to the foul line?
Really just putting him in position, being aggressive and tacking off the dribble. But the biggest thing is taking advantage of those switches when there's ball screen coverage. Because they switch on him, then he has an advantage with a smaller guy. And we have to capitalize in that area.
Yeah, he's a guy that for his career is right around 80% from the foul line. So, you know, could probably average double figures, and he's just under that. Could average it just by getting in the foul line more.
And we have to get him, and there's no better time than tomorrow to get him.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Tennessee. That's a game that travels if you look at the way that they approach things. More on that a little bit later on. Konzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with Jaron Maimon as we continue on Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe Roads and Bridges Drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
What are you doing there, John?
Taxes. It always feels like I have the smallest amount of money in the world after my energy bill.
Why don't you go to Columbia Water and Light's website to learn about the Home Performance with Energy Star program. They look at the money you're losing due to heating and cooling from a whole house perspective, like insulation, heat pumps, AC units, air sealing, and replacing old doors and windows.
How do you think I can afford that?
They provide rebates over $1,000. Visit ColumbiaPowerPartners.com today.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley. Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Shelter Insurance, proud sponsor of Mizzou Athletics. Call a local shelter insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review. Ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Mizzou taking on Tennessee tomorrow night. Game tips off just after 6 o'clock. And again, you can get tickets as part of the five-game mini plan for just $99. Go to MUTigers.com. By the way, congratulations to Robin Pinchton and the Mizzou women. Big win on the road yesterday as they go to number 10 Tennessee. And for the first time in program history, they win at Thompson Bowling. So congratulations to them. They are back at home on Thursday to take on Arkansas at 7 p.m. And Robin has done a terrific job with that program with that team again this year. During the we talked about some of the, you know, time you spent working on individual stuff. Just give listeners an idea of the different skill sets that you'll work on with your guys during a time like this.
Well, I think for most guys on the team, maybe outside of Reed and Jeremiah, they do specific things as far as big guys facing up, post moves, shooting the ball off the glass. We call it a Tim Duncan series where you catch the ball at the elbow, you're attacking off the dribble. And those other guys on the interior, Kevin, those guys do that as well. But they also shoot three-point shots, make plays off the dribble. Now, when you talk about our guards, it's hesitation dribbles off, you know, starting at half court, inside-out dribbles, crossover dribbles, between the legs. But things that you'll utilize in the game situation. Now, you might go five games. You might utilize that play one time, but it might be a play to win a game or to make a play. But coming off screens, and we try to do actions, not just, okay, get the ball and do this. We try to say, we'll start with a back screen, catch the ball, shot fake, then make the dribble. And then we'll incorporate two guys out there. Start with a back screen, catch and shoot, drive the ball, penetrate, pitch to the other guy. The other guy, shot fake, drive it. Because you try to simulate game situations over and over again. Because during the preseason, we spend two ball dribbles. We do a lot of that. But now it's just live ball action plays. But you read the defense. Like, we'll put, you know, two managers out there running at the ball. So now you got to make a play, crossover between your legs. Another guy running at you, you have to jump stop, make the next play. But also spend a lot of time just on left and right hand passing, making good decisions, trying to make quick decisions. But then we'll do segments where you have to make, you know, 45 shots in 2 or 3 minutes, three-point shots, and our bigs do 45 shots off the glass, whatever your skill is. Because I think when you put a time on it, the focus level, your awareness and your focus level becomes keen and sharp on what you're doing. So I think those are the biggest things for our guys, is really putting time on what we're doing this time of year so they can stay locked in. Or we'll do a drill with all the guys. You have to make 17 free throws in 7 minutes. Now, the key with that drill seems simple enough, but that drill, if you miss your first free throw, you have a down and back sprint three times. Down and back, down and back, down and back. You miss the second free throw, you have it down twice. You miss the you make both of them as a Diamondback once, and it's hard for those guys to make it because you have guys that group. So we try to do a lot of stuff where they time high reps and always make it game-like.
Yeah, and from a I want to stay with it just for a second. From an offensive standpoint, there goes the, by the way, lamp, thanks to my big feet. But from an offensive standpoint, the penetrate and pitch aspect of the game, right? That's here to stay, isn't it?
Oh, you need that. You have to have that. It just really, because we always talk about really attacking the closeout.
Right.
And what that means, if you have an advantage on that defender, you attack the rim, and the target is looking at that rim, get to the rim. So that means if somebody cuts you off, you have to be able to penetrate it, pitch it, find the next guy, and he has to make a play. Really attacking closeouts, being under control, and try to limit getting charges. And we've done a good job. Really, we started doing a great job of it after the Stephen F. Austin game right. last year, really just understanding what it means to jump stop, taking care of the ball, making the next play.
How about making the next pass?
Very important.
Where are you in terms of where you think your team is in that aspect of the game?
I think we're an unselfish team, but I think the key is making the right pass, understanding who's the next guy. Understand this guy, he has the ball. You might have a better shot, you're a better shooter. You have to take that shot. And then the other guy, that when you make the next pass, if he's not a great shooter, he has to be ready to make the next decision, whatever that is. And that's not an easy thing to do early, but I think when you start winning games, you understand how you win games and the importance of who's who on the floor, then it becomes a lot easier.
The other thing we've talked about, and you've specifically talked about Jeremiah's development and the face-up part of the game and how that's kind of the next step with his game. How much would you like to see him catch the ball, kick it back out, reseal, repost, get the ball back in? Is that another aspect that you'd like to see happen more often?
And those are things that we work on with him. And it's just really the comfort in doing it. I think to his defense, because he feels like in most cases I'll get blitzed, meaning they'll double the post. So it's like once I get rid of the ball, everything is in scramble mode anyway. So now I got to position myself to either rebound the basketball. If it comes back to me, great. But I just think for him, when he gets blitzed, the ball is swinging, 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 and probably 80% of the time there's a shot before it gets back to him.
If you were to evaluate or if you were to, I guess, describe the first 12 games, the non-conference portion of the season, are you where you thought you would be as a team? In certain areas? Are you behind in certain areas? Where would you grade that progress?
Well, I thought a true road game against Iowa State, I thought that'd be tough.
Yeah.
Just the experience of going through that. And I don't think we were as prepared as I like for us to be. And a lot of that has to do with me. Then I think you lose the game because we didn't play well against Kennesaw, but we found a way to win the game.
Found a way to win.
But I think that was as a team trying to find that way. Who's who? Who's the leading scorer? Who's the guy? You're trying to identify all those things. We're trying to find a rotation, guys that fit in. You don't know those things. I mean, you see certain things in practice, but it's different when you get in game situations. And then we play well against Oregon State. Then we lose to K-State, which is a better team. But again, in the K-State game and in the Temple game, I think those losses had more to do with me and our preparation because we had to be better in our ball screen coverage, and we weren't. So that's the staff, and that starts with me. So after that game, you just really have to watch film, and then we've done a better job since with our ball screen coverage. And I think now I like where we are as a team. To say if we just start the season without Jonte being a part of, to say you're 9-3 out of 7, I'll take that any day of the week.
How much have you had to adjust things without him? I mean, we haven't really talked about that through the first 12 games, but how much from an offensive standpoint, from a defensive standpoint, have you had to adjust things without Jonte Porter?
Well, you know, you talk defense, and you're saying if he's healthy, he's probably your best rebounder, your best shot blocker. Well, and maybe your best steals guy, because you look at his numbers from a year ago. Offensively, he puts so much pressure on other teams, five, man, when he's at the five, the center position, because he can shoot it. Right. So now, though Geis has done a really good job attacking ball screens, but when you come off Jonte's ball screen, it really puts your big in a bind because if you stop the ball, he's right here wide open for a shot. Plus, he can dribble, he can make a decision with
right.
it. And it's a shame because what you saw a year ago was nothing like what he was before he got injured. I mean, because he was dunking the ball. He was dunking outside the arc. He wasn't doing that a year ago. I mean, just his game was at such a tremendous level. So that part is unfortunate. But I just think the packages in a lot of ball screen coverages, specifically when he's at the five, it puts so many teams in a bind because you have to make a decision.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors after this from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Expansive soil. It's soil that expands when it gets wet. Too much expansion and your house is in a sinkhole. But here's the worst part. Homeowners insurance never covers this damage. You need special coverage that some insurers offer, most don't. Trusted Choice independent agents work with many insurance companies, not just one, so they can help you get the coverages you want.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit trustedchoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way. That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every dagger, diamond, drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm Mike Kelly. Konzo Martin is alongside. Next segment, we're going to visit with Missouri graduate assistant, former Tennessee player who played for Coach Martin there. Jerron Maimon will join us coming up in our next segment of Tiger Talk. Tigers in Tennessee coming up tomorrow evening. Volunteers 12-1 on the season. Mizzou's won its last six. Tigers are 9-3. As I look at some of the numbers from a team standpoint, as a team, you lead the SEC shooting 39% from the three-point line, 43% from the field. You always like to look at that line underneath it, though.
Yes.
What do you think about your defense against the three, giving up 32% of the shots and 42% from the field?
Both should be better. Our goal from the field should be 39 or less in three-point percentage, 30-29%.
But from a rebounding standpoint, you're plus four. Should be better, or you're happy with that?
I think we should be a plus 9 or 10, rebound the ball. Now, again, it's collective effort. Not so much because oftentimes when you look at rebounding the surface, you think it's your big guys. But I think our guards have to do a better job of getting rebounds, getting long rebounds, just because of the way the game's played and where the shots are coming from.
Are you doing a better job taking care of the ball right now?
I think so. I feel good about us taking care of the ball. Again, we make careless mistakes. And like I tell our guys all the time, when you turn the ball over, they can't be live ball turnovers with other teams scoring the ball. And that's the thing we have to stay away from.
The couple other things I wanted to talk about, just from a rotation standpoint, 12 games in, are you set now in terms of where you want to be? You get KJ Santos back in. He saw more minutes in the Moorhead game than he had in previous games because of the foot injury, obviously. Now kind of back in the fold a little bit. Just are you comfortable with 10, or are you going to play 9? What's kind of the approach moving forward?
Well, I think, one, if saying, assuming that we're healthy. So if you're saying we're healthy, you have a starting five unless somebody gets injured.
Right.
Because you never want to mess with that, again, unless the guy just really struggling. So now you set with your five. Then after that, you got your rotations of guys coming off the bench. Torrance is in heavy rotation. He's playing well right now. You have Reed in the four. You have KJ. You have Mitch. So I think what happens, it just depends on how the game is going and what's needed at that particular time. So it's just hard to say. But I think our guys are all prepared to play. But to say we'll go into a game with 10 deep, I wouldn't say that.
Right. How about Xavier? Just a thought on how he has progressed this year as a true freshman.
I think he's done a good job because, again, Xavier's a guy that's built to score. And for him, it's okay to score the ball. We also need to run the team to be efficient and get us what we need to get. Because now when there's not a pass we can make, that pass you have to be able to read and make the next decision. I think that is the most important thing for him, to be able to run the offense, get us into the next thing. Because he can get downhill, he can make plays, but the key is making right decisions with that basketball, finding your shooters, getting those guys involved, getting the ball ahead, and coming off those ball screens hard. I think that's the biggest thing with this game, attacking those ball screens.
He's starting to shoot the ball better too, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's putting the time into it, and I think that's the result of it.
What's the fine line between too flashy of a pass and a solid pass?
I don't mind the flash if that's who you are, because not everybody can be that. But it's making sound decisions and doing the right things with the basketball, because again, that's part of his game. So you don't want to take that away. But again, I'll take the flash if you got 8 or 9 assists.
There were a couple games earlier this year he caught guys by surprise. I mean, he put them one time right off a guy's face, I think, at Iowa State.
And we tell the guys all the time, be prepared for it. And the biggest thing I always tell X, when you make those passes, if you aim for the nose, they'll catch them every time. They'll catch that pass every time.
That's exactly it. That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Jerron Maimon joins us next as Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Can't we all get along?
Blue Chair Bay Rub presents Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints Tour.
No shoes.
May 2nd, Mizzou Arena.
No problem.
With special guests David Lee Murphy and Caroline Jones.
It's summertime.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
We're live at the Managed Print All-Star Game, where Marco lit up the scoreboard with a game-winning lineup of services. Marco started the game with a print assessment that found big gaps in this team's printing environment. With the right solutions, Marco saved this team 30% on its print budget.
Wait!
Marco is replenishing the toner even after the game. Now the fans are giving Marco's service and support a standing ovation. See more Marco Management print highlights at MarcoNet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle-up-phone-down and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price each and every day. Central Bank's your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.tigerchecking.com. In his first year as a graduate assistant with the Missouri program, as a native of Madison, Wisconsin, former basketball player at the University of Tennessee, please welcome Jaron Maimon to the show, ladies and gentlemen. How have you enjoyed Columbia, Missouri over the last few months?
It's been great. You know, it's been a learning experience for me. And I've just been open and just trying to take in as much information as I possibly can.
You played at Tennessee, started your career at Marquette. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But played at UT, played for Coach Martin, had an opportunity afterwards to play professionally in Israel. That came to an end because your body kind of gave up on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it was unfortunate. But I enjoyed my time playing. You know, I played a full season in Israel, then kind of came back and rehabbed. Then I played in Japan. I was at the bottom of the map. I was in Hiroshima. It was a little different, more of a culture shock, more than I expected. But I enjoyed my process, and you know, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the adversity as a player that you had to go through, because you had knee injuries, obviously, throughout the course of your career, had to deal with those. Do they make you mentally tougher as you go through something like that? And as a player, when you know that this game that you love, that God has provided to you, gets taken away for a momentary piece in time, how do you deal with that? How do you accept that, I guess?
Well, going through adversity, it helps build character, you know. Enduring my first surgery at the University of Tennessee kind of set me back, you know, because I didn't know what to expect. That was my first time being injured. When I first got to college, I was never injured in high school or through AAU or anything like that. So it kind of was a little different for me. But, you know, I had a great support group. I had Coach Martin and his staff, and I had my parents. And, you know, they just kept filling me full of energy and filling me full of life. And that's what helped me keep going.
How does a kid from Madison, Wisconsin, end up at the University of Tennessee? There are a few schools a little closer than UT.
It's a funny story. You know, I had coming out of high school, you know, when you first talking to reporters, they kind of, you know, mix your words up. You know, I had Wisconsin recruiting me, and, you know, I kind of did an interview, and my words kind of got mixed around, and then that kind of got, you know, Bo Ryan and the guys at Wisconsin kind of a little razzled, and they started recruiting me, you know. But I wanted to stay close to home, so I ended up going to Marquette.
Yeah, so you go to Marquette, and then you left there. Was that under Buzz?
No, it was under Tom Crean at first. Okay. Then he went to Indiana. Then Buzz kind of took over.
So then Buzz came in, and then that's when you made the decision to go to Tennessee.
No.
Okay.
I enrolled in summer school at Marquette. You know, I finished the full two sessions at a summer school, and then I did the first semester at Marquette up until December. Then I chose to leave to go to Tennessee.
And when you were there, the coach at Tennessee prior to Coach Martin was?
Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl, okay. So Coach Martin inherits you, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't have a chance to recruit you, but he inherited you. As a player, when he arrived, what was the first thing about Konzo Martin that as a group of players you guys took away from that first meeting with him?
Oh, when he came in, I believe it was a little late, around 8 or 9. Him and his family flew in, and we had a meeting that night. And the first thing that I noticed from him was just his calmness and his posture. You know, he demanded respect when he walked in the room. You know, and that's what I took from him when I first encountered Coach Martin.
That was the first encounter. What did you come to appreciate and to learn and to love about him?
Well, when we had our first conversation, you know, he kind of challenged me to step up and be a leader and be more than what I've been, you know, and that really stuck with me because, you know, I like taking challenges. And granted, under, you know, two different coaches, you kind of have two different identities. So when Coach Martin came, I decided to reinvent myself, and, you know, he really helped me in that process, and I thank God for it.
In what way did you reinvent yourself? What type of player were you prior to that?
Well, I lacked a lot of discipline prior to Coach Martin. You know, I kind of, under Bruce Pearl, you know, I kind of let a few things that makes me slip away, mm-hmm. you know, and then Coach Marty kind of helped me resurface back to who I really am.
Such as, what was it?
Just basically my discipline in all aspects of life. Yeah. You know, I kind of have backslid in a lot of areas, whether it be school, whether it be, you know, being a stand-up guy. You know, I kind of had lost myself throughout that transfer process and through not playing and getting back in and out of the lineups. It kind of, you know, took my mind out of it. But, you know, when Coach Martin came, I had a fresh start, you know, and a new road ahead of me that I could have walked down.
In this current role as a graduate assistant, what are some of the things that you try to, I guess, lend to the current player in terms of, I mean, because you remember, you know, the ups and downs, and there used to be a coach here, Coach Stewart, used to talk about, is it a brick wall or is it a speed bump? What are you going into? So when they have those adversities, have those questions, what are some of the things that you try to lend from a perspective standpoint to the guys?
The best thing I could do for these guys is be honest and open and real, you know, let them come to me and ask any question that they need, you know, because I got a lot of experience when it comes to, you know, facing adversity and pushing through it, you know. Yeah. Perseverance was a big part of my journey, you know, so the best thing I could do for these guys is be open and honest and, you know, have that open communication where we're being real with each other. We're just showing each other we can trust each other.
When Missouri entered the SEC as a player at Tennessee, what were your kind of thoughts of that whole expansion when the SEC brought in Texas A&M and Missouri, and how much did you know about Missouri prior to them entering the league?
Well, you saying that, I really didn't know Missouri was not in the SEC prior to anything.
Yeah.
You know, so that's I'm still.
So when you came here as a player, though, and played in games, what was some of the things that you remember about playing at Mizzou Arena?
Well, Missouri, they had a good team when we came here. They had Lawrence Bowers.
Right.
Had a lot of good players, you know, so they were always a tough competition. I remember we had a real good battle with them. I think it was our last game of SEC play my senior year, and I think they were standing in front of us for us, blocking our road to get to the – I think we had a piece of the SEC champion, of the SEC title,
yeah.
I think it was. I can't remember correctly.
Yeah, no. That's interesting. I want to talk a little bit about where this sport has taken you, mm-hmm. because you mentioned off the top having a chance to play in Israel and then having a chance to play in Japan, plus you've seen many other sites along the way. As you think about it, for a kid from Madison, Wisconsin, just you've been able to tour the world courtesy of basketball. Is that somewhat amazing to you?
I mean, it's really astounding when you think about what the game of basketball can do for you if you take it serious and you really use it as a tool to kind of further your life, you know, because basketball is not going to be my end all be all. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to do much more after this. But, you know, for it to be the vehicle to get me to this place, even at this table to talk to you, it's been incredible.
Is it, you know, we talk about going to different places and traveling internationally and seeing many different cultures, many different languages. The language of hoops is the same, though, when you get on the court, isn't it?
Yeah, it's universal. I mean, through basketball, I didn't garner so many different friends, so many different relationships that I still harbor to this day. And it's, you know, you create lifelong bonds through the game of sports, you know. And so to be able to be in this position and be blessed enough to be here in this position, and granted, I didn't garner a lot of friends here in Missouri already. It's incredible.
Give me your impressions of this team, 12 games into the season with the SEC schedule opening tomorrow night.
They're workers. They want to continue to get better every day. You know, it's a process, you know. But most kids, they want that process to happen right away, you know. And these guys, you know, we're trying to continue to put good days together.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you major in at UT?
Psychology.
Majored in psychology. What are you working on in terms of your graduate program here?
I'm also another psychology-based major.
So what would you like to do once this basketball odyssey comes to a close?
Well, obviously I want to coach.
Right.
But outside of that, family counselor.
Yeah, family counselor. And where did that interest come from?
I don't know. It kind of just sparked when I was young. You know, I've always been a good listener. And I've always had, you know, good advice, solid advice, sound advice that I can, you know, give to my peers, whether it be, you know, relationship advice or, you know, just trying to stay like, you know, the mental state is funny, you know. So you got to keep being positive regardless of what the situation looks like.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you talked about some of the things that had slipped earlier in your career. And I would imagine that at this point in time, you could never imagine that happening now. given what you've gone through, the experiences and the things you've learned along the way?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, the experiences that you go through builds character. And if you can take every experience, whether it's good or bad, you know, and build from it or put it in a position or put yourself in a position where you can continue to pull from those experiences, no matter what your next current situation looks like, you have past experience that you can build from.
Will tomorrow feel a little weird for you when Tennessee takes the court?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I'm rep from Missouri.
You're rep from Missouri. It's great to see you. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
That is Jerron Maimon. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at papajohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
At MU Health, there is no typical kind of cancer, so we help patients fight it using something completely personal to them, their very own immune system. It's called immunotherapy, and at MU Health, it's just one of the ways YES is using unconventional thinking to deliver unexpected outcomes. YES makes it possible.com.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield continues. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, Shelter Insurance. We're Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Missouri and Tennessee coming up tomorrow evening. Tip off just after 6 o'clock. And again, you can get your tickets at 1-800-CATPAWS. Online at mutigers.com or at the door tomorrow evening. What was special about Jerron as both a player and also a member of your team, your program at Tennessee?
He was a good leader. Jerron was a good leader, but I think what made him good, this is a small thing, but I think it's big, his love for his family, his love for his mom. I think, you know, when you can see a young man that has a true love for his mom, there's a level of compassion, humility to him, you can see that. He just wanted to be a good player. It was a tremendous opportunity for him. We took over the program. And again, I had seen him, being from the Midwest, I had seen him, you know, play before. you know, at 6'7", you know, 260 pounds, he could handle the ball. He could make decisions. When you're talking a point forward, he was one of those guys. He was an elite defender. He can guard all five positions, and he was a really good leader. And I felt like if he didn't have those knee surgeries, there was no doubt in my mind he'd be in the NBA just because of his, what he brought to the table.
Do you remember those early conversations that he basically said changed his life?
Well, you know, the thing about it, now he's out of here. So, you know the thing about it, when we took over a program, we have to really, you know, kind of, this is what we're doing. This is how we need to go about it. And if anybody have any issues, let me help you find a new school now. And all those guys wanted to be a part of it. But again, I knew his background. Again, I think he was caught up in a world and a lifestyle when they were kind of moving about a certain way. He got in the mix of that, but that really wasn't the core person of Jerron Maimon. Because I knew him and I knew his background, just really get him to understand, we need you to be a leader, man. These are the things we need you to do. And what we always try to do is give guys comfort in being who you are. Like for example, and I'll take it a step further, not to elaborate on Tennessee, but Josh Richardson was a guy that played with us as well. Josh Richardson was a guy that rode skateboards, and he had his different style about him, and that was okay. So what we try to do with our guys is give them comfort in being who you are. Whatever that is, be good with that. And Jerron, the way he was moving, that wasn't who he really was. So for me, just helping him understand what you need to do to be successful, A, B, C, D, and be good at that. You don't have to worry about trying to be anybody else. And I gave him comfort in doing that and being that. Then there was a demand also, we need you to be a great player. So this is what we have to do to be great. You have to put a lot of time into it.
How do people assimilate to those positions like graduate assistants? How does that relate? I mean, the relationship was there, but how does that come to fruition? And what are the type of guys that you're looking for when you're trying to bring a guy in as a GA?
Well, the thing is, it's a great question, you know, because what happens is the last guys, the first guys I would want to hire are my former players.
Right.
But they're also probably the last guys I would want to hire, because what happens is, I don't want you to take for granted our relationship.
Right.
Because if you're not getting a job done, I have to replace you and get somebody else. And I think that is very important. It's not an easy thing to say and help them understand, because this is a different world. There's production behind what you're doing.
Right.
I don't want you just to be a grad student and say, I want to be a coach. I want you to be successful and get that master's degree and be successful in it and understand those things. And that's why I think Nafis and Jerron are great at it, because they understand that. Both of those two guys also had balance in their life. It was more than just basketball. They were good people. They had good hearts. They'd be good if they didn't play basketball. And they work hard, and for them, they understand, they speak my language. They spoke my language when they were players, once they figured out what we were about. And those are the kind of guys you want in your program. And I think both of those guys, I know you hear coaches say it all the time, I think both of those guys would be great if they got into coaching. I'd like to see those guys get into administration, but I think those guys would be great in coaching.
What can they do? What are they allowed to do, and what are their responsibilities?
They can practice. They can work out. I mean, be a part of practice. They can work guys out. They can watch film. They can do everything, pretty much everything.
Yeah, and so do they spend time like helping on scouts? Do they spend developing?
They can't present scouting reports.
Okay.
They can't present, but they'll break down film and do all those things behind the scenes, but they can't present it to the team.
When you bring in a former player that's been through the experiences like the two of them have been, I mean, do you direct them in terms of the way you want them to relate with your players?
Well, the thing I always say in that position, and what I try to live by, when I started in coaching early, and when I found out, no players really want to hear what you did as a player. You know, I don't want to hear about how many points you scored and all that. But show me how you became a good player.
Right.
I think that's important, because I don't want to hear a guy talk about himself all day long, because I wouldn't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. But help me become a good basketball player. And that's what I told those two guys. Just help them understand. Help these guys become good basketball players. Be honest with them. Help them understand who I am. And just let them know this is a part of the process. Whenever you feel uncomfortable, it's probably a good thing, because coach is trying to pull some out of you. And again, but I always tell them, speak your language. You don't have to say what I'm saying. I mean, because they're both men. I mean, they're men. They understand what they're talking about. And I trust that they'll say the right things. I don't have to look over my shoulders when Jerron Maimon and Nafis are speaking about me, because I know it's all genuine.
Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Hey, be sure and download the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance. Visit mutigers.com/podcasts and subscribe today. Missouri and Tennessee tomorrow evening at Mizzou Arenas. The Tigers open up SEC play. Coach, just a thought first on the results that you've seen so far from the Southeastern Conference, the first weekend of play.
Well, you know, it's a very tough league, and on the surface, it seems like it's tougher than it was a year ago. Talented teams. We were just talking about South Carolina winning one game at Florida. That's not an easy thing to do. Ole Miss wins a game at Vanderbilt. So, again, Tennessee had a tremendous win against Georgia at home. Alabama wins against Kentucky at home. So, yeah, tough league.
Yeah, every game is going to be a battle. Tennessee at home against Georgia wins by 36 points. They went on an 18-2 run to really put the game away in the first half. This is a team that has size. They've got experience. You look at the way that they play the game, it's a game that travels, too, because of their ability to play it on both ends of the court, doesn't it?
Yes, and I think they score the ball. They do a great job of sharing the ball, getting assists, taking care of the basketball, limiting the turnovers. I think they only average 11 turnovers a game, 21 assists a game. They do a great job of getting the ball inside, not just to Grant, but Schofield, Alexander, so different guys get the ball inside. They make shots. They don't shoot as many threes. It's amazing. I think it's Georgia. They were 4-for-8, or it might have been the game before Georgia. They were 4-for-8 from the three-point line, and they scored like 90 points. I mean, yeah. So they're getting the ball to the basket. They're getting to the free throw line. They're getting out in transition. They're playing very well.
Bowden comes off the bench and scores 20 to leave them in that game. Grant Williams finished with 18 points. Let's talk about Schofield and Grant Williams if we can. I mean, Williams at 6'7", 240 pounds, somewhere in that area. I mean, he's got kind of a throwback game, doesn't he?
Yes, and it's one of those cases, the way he plays, he does a great job of sealing in the post. And
right.
Again, the way the game's officiated now, not to say anything's negative about the officiating, but the contact, the hand checks, those are fouls. And it's hard to guard him in the post with one guy because he's shifty, he's crafty, up and under, he can dunk the ball. He's really improved his shot around, you know, 15, 17 feet is automatic. So he makes it hard to defend him.
Every one of those guys, it seems like 1 through 5 or 2 through 5 can all come down off a pick down low, curl it into the paint, and just rise up and hit mid-range jump shots.
And they force you to make a decision. And then what happens when you step up too much, they get offensive rebounds and keep balls alive.
How are they defensively, in your opinion?
Good defensive team. They hedge the ball screens. They get out in the passing lanes. I think with Lamont Turner in the fold now, they really try to press you. Not that they press him, but they pick your full court. Even a five-man defend your full court if he has to. So, again, a lot of ways similar, not in the, as much in the denial mode, but similar to how Illinois plays defense, but not necessarily denying all the way out, but try to pressure you high.
Did a really good job against Georgia at the three-point line as they held him at 1-for-20 from three in that game on Saturday in Knoxville. The other guy that we really haven't talked about is the point guard, Bone, who might be the quickest player in this league.
Oh, man, he's fast with it. And I think you have to put him in a category when you're talking about their team. You know, it was Grant Schofield. Now you have to put Bone in as well because he's playing well. And I think the thing with Turner going down with it with the shoulder injury, it gave Bone an opportunity to really play and flourish because they need him at that position. Now his confidence shows the way he's playing the game. He scores the ball. He pushes in transition, shoots the pull-ups. I mean, he's shifted with the basketball. He's playing very well.
In terms of your team, during the course of these last several days, since you haven't played since the 29th and you've been on the practice court quite a bit, is there somebody that's captured your attention with the way that they've gone about their business of late?
I think Tones has made strides. But I think it's more just the reps, the time, planning games, settling in, just going through whatever it is you go through as a freshman. You know, but he's playing well right now. I think he is.
Yeah, it seems like once he started hitting some shots, too, prior to the break, you could just see a change in his demeanor, too.
Yes, and the thing about with Torrance as well as Javon as freshman, you could feel both of those guys. I mean, they have a physical presence to them. So their thing is just growth reps and the wisdom in which they go time and time again. But you can feel both of those guys when you're on the floor. They have a presence to them.
About 4 minutes left in the show. What about Javon? And just, you know, again, a guy that you've been impressed with from the word go, just his ability to get into the gym and put in hours. Where would you like to see his game continue to develop, though?
Oh, I think the growth of when you're talking about a perimeter player, the ball handling.
Yeah.
The decision making with the ball handler. Not that you need him to be a point guard, but as a perimeter player and a guard, the dribbling, the passing, decision making, attacking off ball screens, sprinting off screens, catching and shooting. But also, I think the next part for him is us putting him in a position where he's able to post up, because I think he has that in his game.
Where can KJ Santos help you in terms of, again, another body that's back into your rotation?
I think he can help us a great deal, especially defensively, rebounding, being physical. His post press, he can defend on the perimeter. He understands the game on both sides of the ball. And I think his offense will get there with the reps and the confidence in making shots. But I think he can help us tremendously.
Seemed like forever you've been at home, since you've been at home. it's crazy. But tomorrow night you open up league play. And I don't know, as a coach, do you approach conference play any different than the non-conference portion of the season in terms of messaging and things like that?
Well, not necessarily. I think what happened, because what we say in June and July, we try to say the same things now. I mean, your preparation. So I don't go into a game and say, okay, you're playing against Tennessee. They rank number three in the country. We got to be this. Because as a player, then you say, well, coach, what about that game? You said they're all the same. Because what happened as a player, you know, the stage sets itself. I knew what game was what game.
Right.
I knew what was at stake for each game. So our job as a coach to keep those guys even keel, because some guys, they can't handle the pressure, so there's certain things you don't want to say to them. You know, you pull them to the side. So you just have to know that as a coach and just understand it. Yeah, is it a big game? Yeah. I mean, but the most important thing I'll say to our guys, you have to protect your home court. That is the most important thing with this game.
Yeah, the great thing, too, about this time of the year is that they come quickly, right? I mean, it's like one after another for the next couple of months, I guess.
It is, and like we said to our guys, today was the last day that we can get those reps, practice. After tomorrow's go time until the season's over.
The game tips off just after 6 o'clock. Obviously, it'd be great to see as many people, and students aren't back yet, but it'd be great to see as many fans in town as possible to watch the game.
Why wouldn't they be there?
Yeah. I mean,
you know the capacity in Columbia? Population?
Population in Columbia, it's over 100,000.
And we seat over 15,000?
Right. Plenty of room available, right?
So why wouldn't they be there?
Yeah. Again, you can get your tickets 1-800-CAPAWS online at mutigers.com or show up at the door tomorrow evening to check out the Tigers against Tennessee. What's your relationship like with Rick Barnes?
I like him. Now, we don't talk on the phone or hang out or anything like
right.
that, but I like him. I respect him. He's done it for a long time at a high level. But I respect guys that have come before me, and you appreciate it. You applaud his success in building this program and confident in how he built his program. He's not concerned with if this guy, what star this guy is, and that guy. He gets guys that fit what he's trying to do as a program. I respect that a great deal.
the amazing thing about this league and how it's gotten better is the job that administrations have done in hiring a lot of really good coaches like yourself, Rick Barnes of Tennessee, just to mention a few, Kermit Davis now in the league. I mean, you got a lot of really good coaches in this league.
I think it does a great job in helping everybody, because now what happens, you probably heard me say this before, when I was in the league the first time, we win road games and our RPI would drop. But that's not the case anymore with the level of teams in the league nowadays. So now it doesn't pain you when you get beat by someone.
It's great to see you.
Good to see you too, Mike.
Thanks for being here. That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. That's going to do it for Tiger Talk tonight. Our thanks to Jerron Maiden, also Matt Weingartner. Tigers in Tennessee tomorrow. 6:01's the tip right here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.